Morning, Church. Welcome to today's devotional. Today I want to share about Precious Ruth. We all know the end of this beautiful love story where she gets to marry her kinsman redeemer Boaz and gets part of the lineage of Jesus. But I want to look at today where she started from. You know, the story starts with great hardship, great grief, where she loses not only her Israelite husband, but her father-in-law and her brother-in-law all at the same time. You talk about overwhelming circumstances. But in this moment of grief, in all this surrounding her, she makes a decision and she follows her conviction. Even Naomi tries to persuade her not to come, but she declares boldly, "Where you go, I will go." And she decides to follow God Almighty, to leave her past behind and to love and serve and with such faithfulness look after Naomi. That even when Boaz sees her, we see in Ruth chapter 2 verse 11, he says, "I've heard all about you, heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband and how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth and have come to live among a bunch of total strangers. God reward you well for what you've done, and with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you've come seeking protection under his wings." Isn't that just such a wonderful testimony? I want others to say that about me, that they will know that there's been this faithfulness, this love, this conviction to serve God no matter what the circumstances are. Won't that be your heartbeat today? Won't you make that decision that I'm going to serve God, I'm going to follow in his footsteps no matter what the circumstances are? And I know COVID has brought some very harsh realities to us. I know many of us have lost loved ones and we know what it is like to grieve and mourn. But won't you choose to walk in faithfulness, to walk in love to those around you, to serve those that God has brought in your homes, in your hearts, in your community, and just see the blessing of his protection, of his provision as he comes and he rescues us. Stand on your conviction today. Stand on who you believe in, what he's done for you, and that he's going to bring you through this tough time. You may not know what the end is going to hold, but I want to tell you that he has a hope and a future for you that is great. Church, believe that with me today. Be like Ruth and stand on your convictions to believe in the God Almighty who loves you so dearly. Church, you are highly favored and deeply loved.